Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Ches on the Bay, six lines from the bottom. My Tam and the Mumbas. In yesterday's shiur, we had quoted the Machloikus of the Chachamim and Mumbas. The Chachamim's opinion was that a Tinik Shenishba is also Chayiv or Karmen Chattas if he was Mechal Shabbos. Mumbas said that he's Potter from a carbon chattis if he's a tinnik shenishba. It's interesting to point out, I saw from the Panovich Rav, makes a very powerful observation. He says, when the Gemara is looking to find someone who doesn't know Hilchish, doesn't know anything about Shabbos, the only two examples the Gemara is able to find are Gershon his Geir, someone who wasn't Jewish, and someone who is a tinnik shenishba. But the Gemara doesn't find it conceivable that there should be somebody who was born as a Jew, somebody who's a Jew that shouldn't know Shabbos. He says, look at our world, how many people who are born Jewish and aren't Tinik Shenishbis and aren't Gershon as Geir, yet know nothing about Halacha. The Gemara, as it was explaining in yesterday's shiur, Mumbas' opinion, quoted a Braisa, where Mumbas stated that just like a mazid means someone who's aware that what he's doing is an Aveira, so too is a shogig, someone who knows what he's doing, that he's doing an Aveira. And of course, asked the Gemara, my time of the Mumbas, how does Mumbas come to such a conclusion that someone even who knows he's doing an Aveira is considered a shogig? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, that pasuk speaks about somebody who does an avera b'shogig, the avera of avodah zara that is chayav a karban chatas. The samachlei and the pasuk afterwards says, "But nefesh asher tasa b'yad rama," which obviously speaks regarding an individual who did an avera b'mezid. Hikish shogig l'mezid. The Torah connects a shogig and a mezid. Ma mezid is an individual shahosla yudia. That's the definition of mezid, that he did the avera deliberately. Af shagig, so to the definition of shagig, is shahosla yudia, he's aware that he did an avera. So ask Tosfos, that if according to the way the Gemara is learning now, is because a hekish, so a tinnik shenishba should be potter. That should be the reason why Tinnik Shenizba is Chayiv. Similarly, Hikka Ulub Soif Shochach, somebody who once knew about Hilchas Shabbos and forgot Hilchas Shabbos, Mumbas agreed in yesterday's shiur would be Chayiv a Karban Chatos. But why? If he has to have a Yediyah, this individual doesn't have a Yediyah. So, Tosfos Rosh explains that even though Mumbas is connecting Shoigig Mezid, what Mumbas is not trying to do is say that the simple definition of a Shoigig, which means that the person doesn't realize that he's doing an Aveira, is eliminated. Of course, says Mumbas, explains the Tosfos Rosh, that Shoigig means that he doesn't know he's doing an Aveira. For that, we don't need a Hekesh, that's obvious. We also now are learning that a shogig, Mumbas is teaching us, can include somebody who has some level of yediyah, which we're going to discuss at length in today's shiur. Rabbanan asked the Gemara, the Rabbanan who obviously disagree with Mumbas, hi Tarachas, my Avdalei, what do they do with the pasuk of Tarachas? Answers the Gemara, Viboilei, l'chremakrolei, Yishub ben Levi l'burai, as Rabbi Yishub ben Levi taught his son, Torah, Achas yilchem lois v'shkaga, and before that the pasuk says v'sichishishku v'loisasus kol mitzvus heila. The Torah says before that that you bring a karmen chatas on these averis, and the Torah is connecting the where do you bring a karmen chatas to avodah zara, which is shkula, which is equal to all mitzvus. That the Torah is teaching us that if you did avodah zara b'shagig, you chayv a karmen chatas v'ksiv. And then the pasuk says at the end of the parsha of avodah zarah, "But nefesh ishatasa biyad rama," that a person who worships avodah zarah b'mezid, V'nechrasa nefeshim mikarev ha'amo is chayiv karis. So we learn from here, hukshu kulam, we learn from here the din, the when do you bring a karm chatas, to the din of avodah zorah. Ma lahalon, just like when we speak about the avodah zorah, dover shechiyov mal zodoin a karis v'shigosei chatas, is an avera, for which when you did the avera b'mezid, without edim and asroa, yichayiv karis. And if you did the avera avodah zorah b'shoigig, yichayiv a karm chatas, af kol, this becomes the model, the when and you chayv a karmachatas, you chayv a karmachatas, and dover shachayov al zodani karis, and averif, which you violate averif b'mezid, you be chayv karis, if you do it b'shogig, you chayv a karmachatas. Explain the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Tosfos, that Mumbas will also agree to this hekish, because ain hekish l'mechza. So he says, in these psukim we find many connections. We find, as Mumbas said at the beginning of the shiur, a connection between somebody who did an aver b'shoigig to somebody who did an aver b'mezid. That was one connection we had in today's shiur. And another connection, suggests the Rishonim, is that the pasuk connects karmachatos to aver avodah zarah. From there we see that just like by avodah zarah yichayiv, b'mezid karis, and that's why b'shogig bring a karmachatos, so too will be the halacha to be chayiv a karmachatos, it must be an aveira for which you chayiv b'mezid karis. So I saw that Rav Simcha Zisl Brody, the chevron of Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, asks a very good question. The halacha is, the Gemara teaches us actually later in this Masechta, on that pay test on the beis, that ein bezen shamal manishim, that you don't get an oynish min hashemayim before somebody is 20 years old. So asks Rav Simcha Zisl Zatzal, so if we're connecting karban chatos to karis and somebody who did an aveira, let's say he did avodah zarah, just use this as an example. So if he did a b'mezid, he wouldn't be chayiv karban chatos. He wouldn't be chayiv karis if he isn't 20 years old. So he shouldn't be chayiv karban chatos unless he's 20 years old. Yet it seems that the halacha is that you chayiv a karmachatos, even if you did an aveira when you are 13 years old, b'shagig. But here we say that they travel together. And if you can't get karas, you shouldn't be chayiv a karmachatos. So he answers that the way to understand the Gemara is not to understand that they travel together, in the sense that Yechayev a karban chatos, that they travel together on the individual. We're talking about averus. If this is the type of avera, which if you would do that avera b'mezid yechayev karis, then that's the type of avera for which when you do it b'shogeg karban chatos. But it's not a din in the individual. It's a din in the avera, not in the person. So we just started the shiur today. When Mumba's teaching us that if somebody had a yediyah when he did the Aveira, he's considered a shogeg. So ask him, what does that mean? El Mumba's shogeg b'may. If he had some level of knowledge, then why is he a shogeg? Because as Rashi explains, shogeg by definition seems to mean that you didn't know what you're doing. Answers the Gemara, kigon sheshogeg b'karban. He knew that if you do this aver b'mezid, yichayev karbis, chayev karis, but he was not aware that if you do this avera of b'shogig, yichayev karmachatas. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, as we learned in yesterday's shiur, the Rabbanon are actually Rabbi Kiva, who disagree with Mumbas, are of the opinion that shigagas karbin loy shmesh goga. If you're not chayev chatas, unless you don't know that's an aveira. But if you know it's an aveira, you just don't know that you chayiv chatas for this aveira, that doesn't make you into shogeg. And I saw a beautiful explanation on how to understand the machloikis of Mumbas and Rabbanan. It's the explanation that the Chassam Sofer offers, and we've learned this Chassam Sofer previously, in the previous year as well. How do we look at the carbon? Do we look at the carbon as an einish, or do we look at the carbon as a kapara? And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. If you say that the carbon is a kapara, so not knowing that you mechuyev a carbon is not essential to knowing or not knowing that what you did is an aveira. But if you hold that the carbon is an oinish, so unless you're aware of the oinish, you can't be chayiv a carbon. And that's exactly the machloikis of Mumbiz and the Rabbonim. Mumbiz' opinion is that the carbon is an oinish, and since it's an oinish, not knowing about it makes you as if you makes it considered as if you don't know everything about the aveira. According to Rabbanan, the carbon is only a kapara; it isn't essential to the knowledge. Rabbanan, so according to Rabbanan, to be chayiv, you have to have a shkog b'may. What is the definition of shogig? Does it have to be that you don't know that this is an aveira, or is it enough that you know it's an aveira, but you don't know that you chayiv karis? And again, the way the Achroinim explained the Gemara, the Rabbanan are now talking to the definition of shogig. Is shogig a lack of knowledge in aveira, or not knowing the oinish will also make it into a shogig? Says the Gemara, machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is kivin sheshogig bekaris. As soon, even if you don't know that's an akiris, avish hezi belav, even though you know it's an aveira, but it's far, you just don't know if you do this aveira b'mezi yichayiv karis. That is enough to make it into a shogig. Reish Lakish's opinion is atchiyishge belava karis. Not knowing that yichayiv karis is not going to make it into a shogig. You also have to know that it's not, and you have to know that you not have to be not knowledgeable that it's not an aveira. Says the Gemara, Amarava, my Tam Reish Lakish, that says just not knowing that it's a that Yechayev Karis can make it into a Shagig, and as Toisus the Vremachal Gaon explains, the Pasuk speaks about Chatos and Karis. So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that not knowing that Yechayev Karis makes you into a Shagig is well understood, but why according to Reish Lakish, not knowing that Yechayev Karis is not enough to make it into a Shagig? Answers the Gemara Amakra. The Pasuk says, regarding a Nasi who did an Aveira, the Pasuk says, Ashlei Sasana Bishkoga V'Ashem. Ad Shiyishgoik, so he learns from that Pasuk, Ad Shiyishgoik V'Lav Karishaba. You're not considered a Shagig unless you're both not aware that it is an Aveira and that Yechayev Karis. Rabbi Yochanan, who says, just not knowing that it's chayiv karis is enough to make it into a shogig. High krodr shimon belokish my avodlei. What does he do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara by Leich Ratanya. The pasuk says, "Vimnechvesh achas tachta me'ama oritz." So we learn from here pratle mumer. Somebody who does averus b'mezid, he doesn't bring a karm chatis even when he did the aver b'shogig. Rav Shimon belokish. Rav Shimon alozo oimim Shimon Rav Shimon that the somebody who's a mumer doesn't bring a carbon is learned from the pasuk regarding the nasi who did an aveira. The pasuk says there to be considered an aveira b'shagig, ashlo yisena b'shkoga v'oshayim, oy hoydalav chatosai shechata b'veivis kabonai. To teach us, hashav miyidiyosai. If the person were aware that what he's doing is an aveira, he would not do it, and only because he wasn't aware, that's why he did the Aveira. Such an individual may be carbon ashgosai, should bring a carbon for the Aveira that he did b'shagig. However, the individual who loy shav miyidiyosai, even if he would have told him that what he's doing is wrong, he still would have done it. Then even though he actually didn't know, he doesn't get the opportunity any maybe carbon ashgosai. And certainly according to the opinion that carbon chatas is a kapara, it's very understandable. This individual is not deserving of a carbon. The question that the Rishonim already debate, what puts somebody into the category of let's say if the person did this aver once b'mezit, is that enough to put him into that category or not? Another big machlokes Rishonim, the person did the aveira And this is a person that even had we told him that what you did is an Aveira, he still would have done it. Because at that point, this individual was not yet about Tshuva. And then this individual, Baruch Hashem, became about Tshuva. And now he wants to bring a carbon for the Aveiros that he did b'shogeg. So some say that even though he did Tshuva at this point, doesn't make a difference. Since at the time when he did the Aveira, he was Loshov Midiyasai, he wouldn't have stopped, then the halacha is that he can't bring a carbon. Others say, at this point, he's a Shav Midiyasai, he's about Tshuva, we should give him the opportunity to bring the carbon. I would assume, the Mishnah Melech quotes this Machlaikas, I would assume that the explanation of the Machlaikas that the Mishnah Melech is quoting is very much connected to what we've been discussing. Is a carbon a kapara or an einish? If we learn that a carbon is a kapara, so then this individual is deserving of a kapara because he is Baal Tshuva. If we say that it's an einish, so only the person who knew that he's doing an Aveira gets the einish. Otherwise, he doesn't get away just with this einish. Continues the Gemara. Tanan. The Mishnah we're going to learn later in our Masechta, Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us. Avos Melachos, the Mishnah says, when we speak about the Avos of Melachos, Abam Chaser Achas. There are 39 Avos Melachos that are all listed in that Mishnah. And when you learn that Mishnah, the question that the Gemara over there asks is, why does the Mishnah have to expressly say that there are 39 Avos Melachos? Count, and you'll see that there are 39 Avos Melachos. To teach us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Osun Kulam Behalam Echad, if somebody doesn't know about any of these Melachos, and he did all 39 Melachos on Shabbos, Chayiv Kol Achas V'Achas, he's chayiv for every one of those melachos. That means we're teaching that you could be chayiv up to 39 carbon chatos for in one Shabbos. If in one Shabbos, we'll discuss this more number of times, that how could Tan is coming to teach us the maximum amount of carbon chatos you could be chayiv in one Shabbos. For as we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, for an Av and its Toldo, you bring one Chatas. So since the 39 Melachos, the maximum amount of Karma Chatas you could bring for being Chal Shabbos with all the Melachos is 39. Ask the Gemara, Heche Mishkachsla, where do you find such an individual? Bezodin Shabbos, the Shigigas Melachos. You'll have a person that knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that all these melachos are asur. For as Rashi immediately teaches us, if the person forgot that today is Shabbos, we learned in our Mishnah yesterday, so he really only made one fundamental mistake, not knowing that today is Shabbos. And for that, you only bring one karmen chattis. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, so it must be that he knew it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know that it's a melacha. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, we just learned that Kimish Shagir Bekaris, that if the person Abishes Belav, he knows that this is a malacha. He just doesn't know that Yechayiv Karis if you do this malacha b'mezid. So Mishkachsla, to find the case that Mishnah is referring to is fairly easy. Kigoyin the Yodalei B'Shabbos Belav, he knew that what he's doing is a malacha. He knew that there's a lav for doing that malacha, but he didn't know there's a chiyuv karis. That will be a case for which you bring a karmel chatas, and you bring a karmel chatas, says the Mishnah, for all 39 malachas that you have in that category that he didn't know. Eler of Shem Belokish, a concha of Shem Belokish, that you're not considered shogig unless you both did not know that this is an malacha. And you also don't know the Einish. So this person did not know that these 39 Malachas are also on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, so what does Shabbos mean to him? The Yod Loi Shabbos of Mice, so what does Shabbos mean to him? Answers the Gemara, the Yod of Tchumim. He knew the Issa Tchumim, and it's going according to Levi Rekiva that holds the Issa Tchumim is a deraisa. But even if you hold like Rekiva that the Issa Tchumim is a deraisa, there is no Chiv carbon. So he thought Shabbos is Tchumim. He did not know of anything about the other 39 Malachas. Asked Tosfos, maybe why did the Gemara say that he knew that there's a mitzvah asay to rest on Shabbos, as the pasuk says, "Ubiyam Shvi Tishbois v'shmatem as a Shabbos." So the Rashi says that the Gemara could have indeed given that answer, but the Ramban and the Ritva say the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, knowing only a mitzvah asay, is not enough of a knowledge. You have to know something that's a negative, what you're not allowed to do. Knowing that you're supposed to rest on Shabbos, whereas the Ritva points out, knowing that you're supposed to make Kiddush and have Havdalah on Shabbos, and you're supposed to eat, have Oinig Shabbos, all of that is absolutely true. But that doesn't make it into a Yediya of knowing that this is Shabbos. It has to be something that you're not allowed to do. And that's why the Gemara had to come out, that he knew he's not allowed to go out of the Tchum, according to Rabbi Kiva, that says you're not allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana L'Had the Tana Rabbanan, ask the Gemara, who is the author of the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Shogeg Bezeh Bezeh, he did Melacha, with not knowing Shabbos, he didn't know today's Shabbos, and he didn't know these Melachas are Asur, Zeh Shogeg Avim B'Torah. Such a person is certainly considered a shogig if he didn't know that this is an aveira at all, and he's chayiv achatas. His bezeh mezeh, that he knew that this is a malacha, and he knew all about the malacha, and he still did it. That's mezer amav b'tayra. Shogig b'Shabbos, he didn't know today is Shabbos, v'hizeh b'malachas, but he knows that these malachas are also. Or shogig b'malachas v'hizeh b'Shabbos. He didn't know that these malachas are asur, but he knew that today is Shabbos. Oy, sh'amar. Yadeinu sh'malach zu asura. I knew that this malach is asur. Aval eini yadeya ale carbon alai. I didn't know that you bring a carbon for this aveira. That is enough to make him a shogig. Whose opinion is that? To make him chayv chatos. Command that even just not knowing that you chayv a carbon chatos is enough to make you into a shogig, says the Gemara, that's going according to the opinion of Mumbis that says that shigigas carbon shma shkaga. Says the Gemara, we had a machlaikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in understanding the opinion of the Chachamim. If somebody knows that this is an aveira, but he doesn't know that this is a malacha, but he doesn't know that there's a chiyuv karis, is that considered shogig or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it is, Rish Lakish says it's not. The Torah speaks about shvuas bitui, that you're not allowed to bring, that you're not allowed to make a shvua. And as the Gemara Masechet Shvuas explains, a shvuas bitui could be lahaba or could be la'over. It could be into the future, where somebody makes a shvua that he will not do something. And it could be in the past that he says, I did something or I didn't do something, and what he says is not true. If somebody makes a false shvuas bitui, he's chayiv a carbon. He's chayiv a carbon oil of a yerid. Says the Gemara, Amar Abai, hakam boidim shvuas bitui. Everybody agrees when we speak about a shvuas bitui, she'ein chayiv on carbon, there is no chayiv carbon at sheyishge b'glav shabah. That he, for example, he made a shvua that he won't eat, and he forgot that he made such a shvua, and he eats. That's how Rashi explains. So Tosfos actually disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that somebody forgot that if he made a shvua that he's going not to eat, and then he eats. So the shvua, the shogig is not on the aveira. The shogig is on his forgetting. So therefore, Tosfos explains the Gemara that when he made the Shvuah, he was aware there's an Isser to violate the Shvuah, And when he violated the Shvuah, he forgot there is such an Isser. The Rashba says, the reason Rashi doesn't agree, with doesn't say that pshat, because Rashi will say that if somebody who violates a Shvuah because he forgot that there's an Isser Shvuah, he wouldn't be considered, according to Rashi, says the Rashba, a Shogig. According to Rashba, Rashi would hold that such a person is an Oinus. Furthermore, points out the Pnei Yeshua, Mumbis says that when it comes to Shabbos, for example, the only time somebody's potter from a karmachatis is, as we said at the beginning of the shir, a tinik shenishba, somebody who never knew the Isser, but somebody who once was aware of the Isser and then forgot. Even Mumbis agreed that he would be chayv achatis, but when it comes to karban shvuah, if he forgot that there's an Isser Shvuah, then even Mumbis would agree, and everybody would agree, that he's not Chayv Shvuah. Because the Gemara Masechta Shvuas, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, teaches us, the Pasuk says, when it teaches us the Halacha of Shvuas, L'chol Asher Yivata Adam B'Shvuah, that you're not Chayv Shvuah unless you're an Adam. The word Adam is superfluous in that Pasuk. Again, to read the words of the Pasuk. L'chol Asher Yivata Adam B'Shvuah. You're not chayiv a carbon, teaches us the Gemara, until you were an Adam. What's the definition? That you were a person when you made the Shvuah? That you were aware that there's an Isser to make a Shvuah. If you're not aware that there's an Isser to make a Shvuah when you're over the Shvuah, you're not considered a Shogeg. But again, the Gemara began that by Shvuah's Bitui, even though Rabbi Yochanan said, just not being aware of the chorus makes you into a Shogeg, that will not be the halacha by Shavuos Baitim. Hakam Oidim, says the Gemara, it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Pshita, asked the Gemara, Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan, because where did Rabbi Yochanan said that if you don't know that this chorus, there's enough to make you into a shagig, hey chadikah chorus, where there is a chiv chorus, if you did this aveir b'mezit. Aval hocha, but Shavuos Bitui, where there is no chiv, the lack of there is no chiv karas, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that the definition of a shagig is somebody who doesn't know that this is an aveira, or somebody forgot that he made the shvua. Answers the Gemara, Salkadat Chamina, we would maybe think, Hoyel v'chayiv karbin chiddishu. This whole chiv karbin by Shavuos Bitui is a chiddish. Why? The v'chayiv tarakol ashkhan lav, the meisel karbin, we never find a situation, as we discussed on the top of this Amid, that somebody should be over a lav for which there is no chiyuv karis, and you still bring a carbon. For hacha, and yet here we're finding a bechidish, maisi, that you bring a carbon, even though there is no chiyuv karis, if you did this aver b'mezit. So maybe we think, kishoge b'carbon, maybe over here, Reb Yochanan, and of course Reb Yochanan is representing the opinion of the Chachamim, ki shoga b'karbin, if just not knowing that there's a chiyuv karbin, nami l'chayiv, should be enough that you should be considered a shogig and be bring a karbin, kamash malon, that's what Abaye is coming to teach us, that the Rabbonon are consistent with their opinion. And just not being aware about the karbin will never make you into a shogig that you should bring a karbin. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a braisa, we explained when we started this piece of Gemara. When we started this piece of Gemara, we said that the definition, that the cases of a Shavuos Bitui are lahaba, where you said you will or won't do something into the future. You made such a Shavuah, and then you violated the Shavuah. And then there's l'sha'avar. So the Brice explains, Eiz a Shavuos Bitui l'sha'avar. How could somebody be chayiv chatas on something which is l'sha'avar? In other words, if somebody made a shvuah that he won't eat, and then he eats, so he forgot his shvuah, it's a shogig, and he's chayiv. It's chayiv a carbon. But if he made a shvuah regarding the past, he made a shvuah that he ate when he actually had not eaten, how could that be a shogig? If when he made the shvuah, he thought that he ate, so that, and when he made the shvuah that he didn't eat, he really thought that he had eaten, that individual is not a shogig. That individual is an oinus, and he shouldn't be chayv a carbon. Says the Gemara, Mamar, Yodea nisha shvua zu asoro, that I knew that this shvua was false. And I knew you're not allowed to make a shvua. Ava any yodeim chayavan al carbon aloy, but I wasn't aware that there's a chayv carbon for making a false shvua. Yet, does the Brisa say that you chayiv? So we see here that even just not knowing that you chayiv a carbon is enough to make it into a shogig and be chayiv a carbon. Chata, be chayiv a carbon. But we just finished saying, Abai just finished saying, under Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim still stick to their opinion. And even when you're not aware that what you did, just not being aware of the carbon is not enough to make you into a shogig, answers the Gemara. But we have the opinion of Mumbaz. There's never been a question that Mumbaz's opinion is that just not knowing about the carbon is enough to make it into a shogig. And that's the tan of that braisa. But it doesn't represent in any way the opinion of Rabbanan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the Rabbanan. We're not going to learn the parentheses, the Lishna Achrina, even though Tosfos does learn the Lishna Achrina, because Tosfos's entire approach to Gemara is very different than Rashi's, but we learned with Rashi's Pshat. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Abaya, Hakla Moidim, the halacha is that if a Zor, a Yisrael, eats Truma, a Yisrael eats Truma, if he ate it, b'mezid, Rachman al-Tzlan, Yischai Misab De Shemayim. If he ate it b'shoigig, he has to pay a chaymish. Says the Gemara, Hakla Moidim, but everybody gives Och b'truma, the Vizor ate truma b'shoigig, Shein Chayav al chaymish, there is no obligation to bring a carbon chaymish, he had to bring a chaymish, at Shishge B'lav Shabbat, that he has to make a mistake that he thinks that what he ate is chulin. And that's why he ate it. Hakamoidim, says the one, who is the Hakamoidim? Rabbi Yochanan. It means Rabbi Yochanan. That Pshita asked the Gemara, of course that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan, when does Rabbi Yochanan say that you chayiv in a carbon, even though you knew it's an aveira, hechad ik a chorus, where there's a chayiv chorus, and Rabbi Yochanan's teaching us for our entire shir, that not being aware that Yechayiv Chorus is enough to make you into a shogig. Heichad the leka chorus, but where there is no chorus, there is no chayiv chorus, as we said, for Yisrael eating truma, there you can't say that it's a shogig for not knowing that there's a chayiv chorus. It must be that he doesn't know, that it's asr. Otherwise, what is the shogig? Answers the Gemara. The chiddush is as follows. Manatayim misa, we did say that the zor who eats truma is chay misa b'day shemayim. So we would think the misa b'makom karis amedis, that the misa b'day shemayim is equal to the chiyuv karis. V'chishogag b'misa, so if somebody knew that a Yisrael ate truma, and he knew he's not allowed to eat truma, he just was not aware that the zechi misa b'day shemayim, that nam l'chayiv, that should be equal to the individual who did not know the zechi of chorus in Hilchos Shabbos that we've been discussing according to Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash Volon teaches us Abaya, the misa b'day shemayim is not equal to chorus. But Rava disagrees. And Rava holds misa b'makom chorus amedis, v'chaymish b'makom karbon koi, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you did not know the Zechi Misa B'day Shemayim, even though you knew what you're doing is an Aveira, but you weren't aware that Yechai Misa B'day Shemayim, it's the same as the person who knows that the Malacha that he's doing on Shabbos is a Malacha, but he's not aware that if you do this Malacha B'mezid, Yechai of Karis, and that makes him into a Shogig. So we have a Machloikis, how do we look at Misa B'day Shemayim? Do we look at Misa B'day Shemayim as equal to chorus, that's Rava's opinion, or do we look at Misa B'day Shemayim not equal to chorus? Another way, perhaps, to learn the Gemara, is do we look at the Chiyuv Chaymish equal to a carbon, and the rules of a carbon apply to the chaimish, or is the chaimish not equal to a carbon? And again, we keep on going back to the Chassam Sofer, because the Chassam Sofer said that the carbon is a kapara. But it could be that chaimish, everybody will agree, is not a kapara, it's just a oinish. So the Gemara turns to a different subject. Amar Rav Huna, Hay Mahalach, somebody was traveling the Midbar. He's traveling in the desert, and he completely lost track of time. Then he Adaya Emes Shabbos. He doesn't know when is Shabbos. So he says, Mayna Shishi Yoimim. He counts 6 days. So where do Rishonim explain? The Ritva explains that Chazal did not want he should forget Shabbos. Or another Pshat, the Ritva says, we want him that he should remember, he should do whatever he can to figure out when is Shabbos. So therefore, minus shish yomim, you count 6 days, or meshame yom echad. And then the seventh day, you keep Shabbos. Chiba Rav Omer, just the opposite. Meshame yom echad, the first day should be Shabbos, or minus shish yomim. So Ritva and Rashi, all the Rishonim explain that the day you remembered is not that the day you're going to keep Shabbos, because that day is already middle of the day. That day you already did melacha. It means the next day. The next day you should keep Shabbos, and then for the 6 days afterwards, not, and then we go back. Says the Gemara Mai Kmefki. What is the machloikus between Rav Huna and Chiba Rab based on? Mar Sover, Rav Huna holds Kibiyasa Shaloylam. We look at the way the world was created. Just like when the world was created, there were 6 days of the Shesh Shmei Bereshis, and then Shabbos, so too, you should keep work 6 days, and 7th day should be Shabbos. Umar and Chiba Rav Sover, Adam Arishin. We compare it to Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was created on Friday, and the next day was Shabbos. So too, the first day should be Shabbos. And now, explain the Tosfos Ri, we understand what we said a moment ago even better. A moment ago we said that the day you realize you shouldn't keep Shabbos, it should be the next day. So we explained, because it's already middle of the day, you already did Melacha today, now we could say even better. Because if this is being modeled after Adam Rishon, the first day he was created was Friday. On Friday he still did Melacha. It's only afterwards that he stopped doing Melacha. It's only the next day was Shabbos that he didn't do Melacha. Ask the Gemara on Chiyah Barav. It says in the Braisa, Hayu Mahalach B'Darech, if somebody is traveling, V'ni Day Emes Shabbos, and he doesn't know when is Shabbos, M'shami Yom Ech L'Shisha. My love, isn't the Braisa mean, Shemayna Shisha, counts 6 days, M'shami Yom Echad. Not like what Chiyah Barav said, Loi. Says the Gemara, that's not what the Braisa means. The Braisa means, M'shami Yom Echad, keep 1 day, and then Shisha, and then the 6 days you could work. Yehachay, says the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa means, it should have said, what did the Braisa say, Meshame Yom Echad L'Shisha? It should have said just the opposite. Meshame Yom Echad U'mayna Shlishim Miboyalei. Void, another question, on Chibarav, the Braisa says, Hoy Mahalach V'Derech V'Midbar, V'ni Yidei Emes Hoy Shabbos, Mayna Shisha, it says explicitly, count 6 days, U'Meshame Yom Echad. So Tiyufta the Chiba Rav, Tiyufta, and there's no question that he keeps, works 6 days, and the 7th day he should keep a Shabbos. Amar Rava. So Rava goes on to speak about this individual. And he says, when we think about this individual, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every one of those days, Oysaloi K'day Panasasoi. You should work, how much you need, besides that day. That day, he shouldn't work. The day he's keeping for Shabbos, he should not work at all. So there's a very fundamental question that the Magen Avraham, other Achroinim ask. Six, why don't we go bus a Roiv? And by Roiv, we say, Roiv days are weekdays. So since Roiv days are weekdays, we should say that it's today is for sure not Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that this is like a case of kavua. We speak very often in Shas that if somebody found meat in the street, if it's a place where most of the butcher shops are kosher, call the parish meruva parish. But if somebody went into a store in a place where there's kosher butcher shops and non-kosher butcher shops, roiv doesn't make a difference because it's a kavua, kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, and there's no din of roiv. That's the way most Rishonim explain. So the Prima Gadim explains, why is this considered kavua? Because he may not know when it's Shabbos, but the rest of the world knows when it's Shabbos. Other Achroinim, however, say that this is not considered kavua because when we speak about Zman, Zman is not a kavua. Because when do we say it? When we speak about Zman, it's very different. And the way the Achroinim explain it, the Rebbe Chanan explains it, you can't say by Zman that I go basarov. He says a beautiful pshat. He says when we have 10 pieces of meat in front of us. So that's when we go basarov. What is the majority? The Torah says we go basarov. However, Zman, it isn't all one time. Every day is a different day. So we don't have all the pieces in front of us together. And then we don't go basarov. So we have two very fundamental differences how to look at this. Do we say that because it's not, we don't go basarov because it's nicker? We know somebody in the world knows when it's Shabbos. This individual doesn't. Or do we say by Zman it's not nicker? So I saw that there are a number of nafkaminas. The Achroinim, the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Ein Yitzchak, discussed the Shaila. There's a person who most of the time he's healthy, and sometimes he's mentally unstable. And he gave his wife a get. And the question is, we don't know when he gave the wife the get, was he healthy, was he stable or not? Do we go basarov? So if we say that only by Zman we don't go basarov, so this is not the same. But if it's the vart is nick, so then here also, you can't go basarov. But if the vart is that it's nicker, it's not nicker, and therefore it's different. Or another shaila I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses. Question of opening a refrigerator when the refrigerator is off, and by you opening the refrigerator may go on. And most of the time, it's on. Can I go basarov? Again, I don't have time to go into all the details. It depends, would this be considered kavua or not? Ask the Gemara, so what are we telling? Every day he should work what he needs. But he should only work what he needs for that day. Ask the Gemara, Fahu Yoima, and that day Lamus, he should not work, what will he have? So everybody asks, the Rishonim ask, just because he didn't work one day, so he won't work one day, he'll die? So answer the Rishonim, the Rani answers this teretz, that every day he only does the minimum. A person who's only living with the minimum every day, he can't afford to fast one day. And I saw the Ramei Shapiro said, based on this Gemara, that nowadays it's easier to be lenient with telling a person that he doesn't have to fast. Because in a world where people were healthy and strong, so one day I tell you to fast. But here, if I tell the people are weak, and one day fast is maybe too much for a person to be able to deal with. Up to the point that I saw that during World War I, Rav Elichaim Meisel, the Lodgerov, told people by Pesach they could eat kidneys. And there was a tremendous tumult how the Rav was allowing people to eat kidneys. But he explained, the reason I'm being lenient with kidneys is because people are weak. And when people are weak, everything is different. And again, our Gemara is the Raya, that when people are weak, we look at things different. Answers the Gemara, David me'esmel shtepen asosos. We tell him to do the day before, enough for today as well. Asked Gemara, v'dimma me'esmel Shabbos havoy. But maybe yesterday was Shabbos. We're talking about a person that doesn't know which day is Shabbos. And now we're telling him to do more on a day, which is perhaps Shabbos. Ella, chol yoyim v'yoyim oyisloi panasosoi. Every day he does what he needs to live. V'afil b'hu yoyim that day as well. Says the Gemara. So if every day he does what he's supposed to, so how do we know that that day is Shabbos? For who yomer b'may minkalei? And says the Gemara, b'kedushah b'avdalta. That day he should make kiddush b'avdala. There's a very big question. What does he daven? So the question is, does he put on tefillin? First question is, does he put on tefillin every day? And the Bi'ar Locha, Paskins, Mr. Brewer quotes in Bi'ar Locha and Simon Shin Mem Dalet, Sif Aleph, that he should put on tefillin every day, even that day, because Roiv days are Shabbos. So then I saw tshuva in the Tzadav of Misharim. Does he make a bracha on that tefillin that he puts on every day? And the Shabina Rav in the Tzadav of Misharim, Chelik Aleph Simon Yotches, says that he should make a bracha. He says there, again, we go with Roiv that we should make a bracha. And he explains beautifully. He says that by Sfira, if somebody skipped a day, you don't make a bracha the next day. But if somebody has a suffix, if he skipped a day, we do let him make a bracha. Because it becomes a Sfek Sfeika. First of all, maybe he made the bracha. And maybe the halacha is like the man, the Omer, that maybe the halacha is like the man, the Omer, that he should, that even if you skip a day, you make a bracha. So we see that when the reasoning pushed you to make a bracha, you should make a bracha. The Chabina Rav's son-in-law, Baruch Shimon Schneerson, says a different explanation. He says, this person is working. So when don't you put on tefillin? When Shabbos is a real Shabbos. When you're Shabbos and you don't work. But this person is working on Shabbos. A person who's working on Shabbos can make a bracha on tefillin on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. If you know how many days it is from when you left, if you know today is the eighth day from when you left, then you can work today. Because you certainly didn't leave on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Nobody traveled on Shabbos. So if I know today is the eighth day from when I left, I know today must not be a Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, the Chiddush is, Madatayim Kimin de Shabbos Loi Nafik. Just like the person doesn't travel on Shabbos, but Mal Shabbos Namin Loi Nafik. They don't travel on Fridays either. Vahai, so therefore, I should be allowed to do Malacha today and the day before. If today's the eighth day, that means I didn't leave on Shabbos and I didn't leave on Friday. So I should have 2 days and I should do all the malacha on those 2 days for my entire duration in the Midbar. Says the Gemara, it's not the eighth day. If I know today's the eighth day, I know it's not Shabbos. But Friday, sometimes people do travel. Sometimes people find a opportunity to leave on Friday, even though it's not l'chatchila to travel on Friday. Sometimes you have no choice, and therefore such an individual should be allowed to work. That person only the 8 day could work, not the day before. The Gra says a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says zocher is yom Shabbos, sheish is yomim tavoid, v'sisa ka melachtecha. So he says, what pshat the pasuk says, v'sisa kol melachtecha. So he explains, if the person zocher shem Shabbos, he knows when Shabbos is. So the individual that knows when Shabbos is, so during the week he could do everything. The seventh, he doesn't have to follow the advice that our Gemara gives. So that's why it's such a person. Vasisa kom lachtecha. The whole week you'll be able to do everything. It won't be able, just like the Gemara says, you do today panasasai. I saw another very nice pshat. Many people say the Zmir is Friday night. And we say, kom kadishvi karoyaloi, kol shoyme Shabbos kadas mechaloloi. Why do we say both expressions? So it says there are two types of people that are keeping this day for Shabbos. You have people, they know today is Shabbos. But you have other people that are keeping Shabbos, kedos mechaloloi. They don't know that today is Shabbos. Kedos, the halacha tells them to keep today's Shabbos. And that, those are the two different types of Shmiras Shabbos that are both reflected in that Zmiras.